fun. You got the show coming out, man. I love the movie, man. You guys did a great job. And that was a hilarious movie.
Thanks.
But I just want to know more about the cartoon. How is it going to come out? You know, what's up?
Mic in front of you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's go. Okay, let's
okay,
go.
Yeah.
When you say what's up, see, so you can't direct that towards Mike.
Okay. Yes. So first of all, we got a full season on Adult Swim. Will be released probably July 8th, and it's basically the film, but taken to the outer stratosphere because of the animation. So literally, you know, we're going to the moon, we're bringing back Richard Pryor and little Michael Jackson and everything that we could do in the 70s, you know. So it's good. But we got everybody, you know, doing the voices, so it's authentic and the animation is out of this world.
I thought it was the coolest part.
How many episodes per season?
10. So we got one season so far.
I didn't know that this would be such a phenomenon. I mean, even just not in the United States, but globally, that it really has become a thing. Because I was like, that show would have worked out before we did that movie.
I mean, so is it going to be like one of those 15 minutes, or is it going to be like a 30 minute show? What's the length? Because, you know, I know they do those quick, short shows.
It's the only 30-minute one on the network.
All right, good.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On applause.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to see you work.
Yeah. Wow.
Nah, I mean, anybody want to ask a follow-up?
All right. Your mics, we can let you hit it first.
All right. Now, well, I don't know if this is off the grid, but I know you're doing a Mortal Kombat series.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you want to be in an official movie playing Jax.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
Nah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah. We took a risk in doing it. We could have been sued, but we went and shot the concept and. You know, Warner Brothers was like, we're going to suit it. Wait a minute. How many hits was that?
Wow.
And so, you know, here we go. Well, basically, I wanted to play Jax. I'm trying to keep my eyes up. yeah, because you know I'm working on stuff like that.
Hysterical.
So like, I was connected. Yeah, there I go. Basically, I was connected with Mortal Kombat before, right? And so, but then I couldn't do it because Spawn came up, and I did that instead. So when this came up, and the concept that Kevin Tancheroen had, I thought, man, this is a perfect blending. So I really dug that just dark thing as far as, like, you know, there was some corniness with the first, but honestly, I got to say it, you know what I mean? You know, but this, that you can touch on what if this was real.
Absolutely.
I think that's when you get everybody. So, you know, we're excited about doing that.
Are you a gamer? Like, do you actually play?
No, I'm not at all. I can't even play it off like I am. Every now and then I might play a game or whatever, but I'm so not a gamer. It's just, I don't think I'd have time for it, to be honest with you. But, you know, my kids, every now and then I try to step up and, you know, play. But it's basically like just I'm moving stuff. Yeah.
Plus, we have real Mortal Kombat in the backyard every weekend.
Yeah, I got a cage in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, people come and fight. Huh? Yeah, we've been training. Shoot, we both in Black Belt magazine and all that type of stuff. Yeah.
That's what I was
going to ask. Why do you have a cage? You can explain it to me.
That
just sounded real crazy.
I got a cage in
my backyard. Y'all explain that to me later then.
Yeah, you know, when the kids, they want to work some stuff
the kids
out,
in
man.
The cage.
Hell yeah. Yeah, they ain't arguing in the house. Take them out. Yeah. Yeah.
Cage,
man.
Take
them to the cage.
You can't have a Twitter. No, he said you can't have a Twitter account. That's like a Twitter
account.
Out of control.
What styles are you? Oh, sorry. Well, yeah,
what's
the deal? I know, and then he's like,
go ahead, ask the same question you asked me.
What's that? Like,
I was going to say that.
He's like, look, I got this. You see the green light in his mind? And the rest of them, like, we ain't saying
There's a bunch of different styles. Like, I mean, I do seven styles. He's done probably about six of them.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying, Grandmaster Rashida Brown. What's your real life drinking? I mean, I know you.
Well, brother, it would take a long time. I got different styles, different degrees, and different styles. Well, yeah, if I ran down the styles, and it'd be like
third degree there.
Yeah, it would sound like a damn menu or something. Anyway, it's like
Muta. Sound like something you order at the restaurant. I'm hungry too. I want some Muta right
now.
That's
why you
heard
that.
I did.
It's a Muta. Now? Now, I know that doesn't have belts, but I was actually
a practitioner. Well, I do some of that, but I mean, it's like Kyokushin is very much very similar to it anyway, which is one of the styles I do.
What was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene on the film?
Dynamite, yeah.
I gotta say, there's for only personal reasons, is when my favorite scene is the scene when I go to visit Bohorn. That's my personal favorite scene. because on two levels, it reminded me of when I used to see those movies back in the day, and Jim Brown and Fred Williamson. The brotherhood that was in there was part of the spirit of why I did the movie. And then on a personal level, he and I started this thing out, and to celebrate our friendship for a long time, and then see us together on and doing homage to something that helped make us who we are. It means a lot to me.
Right. Yeah.
I just got a one request, because most of us who are fans of the movie got one favorite line, which was the most funniest line, is when you said, "I threw that shit before I got in the room." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone said that. It has
the largest response.
That line?
Even in other countries.
Before you wake up the other bitches?
No. Even in other countries.
No, it's because on the movie, I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell just happened? You just seen a man on the phone. I'm doing
that
shit for
fun. That is fun.
But I mean, I'm telling you, and we've been in other countries. We've been in Prague, Czechoslovakia, all that stuff, and even it's dubbed differently. They still laugh, so I mean, it's just kind of.
You know, so you break it down for me. Can we get get you to say it?
No. I'd rather keep it in the way where in the context. If I start that out, I'll be doing it for the next 10 years.
And now say this.
Oh damn! I
appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Thank you.